Thank you, Richard. We have our last batch of stories on this part of Chatterbox. A local boxing club keeps an old tradition going. Fans travel more than 3,000 miles to meet Alan Partridge. And a toy shop reveals predictions for top sellers this Christmas.
A tradition which has been maintained for more than 100 years has continued at one of the city's oldest institutions. Norwich Lads Amateur Boxing Club was established in 1918 and has had the Lord Mayor of Norwich as its president since its inception. That continued as current Lord Mayor James Wright visited the club at its Hall Road gym wearing his official Lads Club medallions, which have been passed on at City Hall through the years. The club was established by John Henry Dane, who was Chief Constable of Norwich City Police at the time, to give children who became orphans during the First World War a hobby and stability in their lives. Club Director Colin Bates from Earlham said, "Lots of the children that come to the club are from broken homes. To see a child come to us and watch them grow into young adults and be vital in their development, there's no feeling like that." One mother spoke to me last month nearly in tears as her child wouldn't stop having tantrums, but after a few weeks of sessions, they had. Martin said, "The club means a lot. I've been involved for 50 plus years. It's important to get the children off the streets and hopefully either the boys or girls will turn out to be good boxers. But most importantly for them, to become great people."
Norfolk's largest hospital saw a record number of staff members put forward for awards as it held its annual celebration of its workers. More than 800 nominations were sent in for the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital's annual staff awards, which included entries submitted by patients and families. Among the winners was gynaecologist Anna Hestier, who won the Individual Patient Choice Award for compassionate and gentle support offered to a family who lost a child. Her patient said, "She is fully invested in the care of her women and their families and is an exceptional doctor, a wonderful person." The Team Patient Choice Award was won by the Acute Oncology Service. Tom Spink, the hospital's chairman, said, "We are very proud of our excellent individuals and teams at our hospitals, and we are delighted to recognise those who go above and beyond to help patients and colleagues." Other winners were Trainee of the Year, Olivia Bate, Samantha Brundle and Eleanor Cass, Clinical Team of the Year, Fluoroscopic Radiographers, Non-Clinical Team of the Year, Data Quality, Edith Cavell Award, Cherry King, Lifetime Achievement, John Fitzgerald, Kay Morrison, Jackie Mulford and Victoria Tovey.
More than 400 fans queued to meet Alan Partridge at a special event in Norwich. Steve Coogan has been in character as the tactless TV and radio presenter at a book signing at Waterstones in Castle Street. Fans travelled from across the world to meet the star in Norwich, and the queue stretched more than 600 feet away from the store at its peak. Wayne Howson, who works in Dubai, had flown more than 3,000 miles for the event. He said, "I travelled here yesterday and I'm going to be flying back tomorrow morning. I've been a fan for 15 years and I've never had the chance to meet him before."
A woman in her 20s was arrested during an armed police raid. Norfolk police carried out three warrants in Shorncliffe Avenue, Burgess Road and Hayham Street. The properties were searched and officers seized a quantity of cannabis as well as a weapon at the address in Burgess Road. A woman in her 20s was arrested at Shorncliffe Avenue on suspicion of possession of a prohibited weapon and taken to Wyndham Police Station for questioning. Eyewitness Maxine Carr said, "We were putting the kettle on and saw all the police gathered outside. There were two vans and an unmarked car with armed police in them. They were carrying rifles and they were all in balaclavas. I was shocked, as it was not something you see every day. There can be police here from time to time, but never armed."
A Norfolk toy shop has revealed its predictions for the top-selling Christmas toys this year, and the list might surprise you. Langley's Toys, which has been in Norwich for 140 years, said business was still going strong despite the cost of living crisis, with many parents opting to spread the cost of Christmas throughout the year. And with many starting their festive shopping as early as July, manager Chris Goulding said some clear favourites had already emerged, along with a common theme. This year, we've seen a real resurgence of retro toys that were popular in the 80s and 90s, he said. Trends always come back around, so if something has been popular before, then the chances are it will stand the test of time. That's been especially true with our top-selling products over the past few months. Langley's Top 10 Most Popular Toys 2023. 1. Pokemon Holiday Calendar 2023, £44.99. 2. Lego Icons Optimus Prime, £149.99. 3. Playmaster Pigs on Trampolines Game, £19.99. 4. Slime Party Sensory Putty, Various Scents, £7.99. 5. Sylvanian Families Village Doctor Starter Set, £34.99. 6. Dorable Stitch Collector Pack, £19.99. 7. Robotime Luminous Globe, £49.99. 8. Yoga Squishy Beanie by Marvel, £7.99. 9. VTech Toddler Tech Laptop, £26.99. 10. Jellycat Nordic Spruce Christmas Tree Plushie, £29.99.
Across Norfolk and Waveney, people came out in their thousands to commemorate the contribution of the armed forces and civilians who made the ultimate sacrifice. In Norwich, the Reverend Canon Edward Carter of St. Peter Mancroft Church led a remembrance service at the War Memorial front of City Hall. Wreaths were laid in front of the memorial, followed by the last post, to mark the start of a 2-minute silence at 11 a.m. A parade then marched from St. Peter Street down Jail Hill, along London Street, Opie Street, Castle Meadow, Agricultural Hall Plain, Upper King Street, Tombland, to Norwich Cathedral. Well, that's all from Bridget and me. Now it's over to Caroline Sayer and Matthew Tucker for the next part of Chatterbox.